We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features there. We give them all away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their site. So dare to compare. freetalklive.com will, I think, beat the competition. Enjoy it. It's free. freetalklive.com. We've been talking, for those of you just tuning in, about a topic that just really just started out as a me telling a story about something that happened to me today, and it's exploded into, as sometimes happens on this program, a real major topic for the show, and that is door-to-door sales and kind of the shady world in many cases that accompanies some of these door-to-door sales operations, specifically what are called magazine traveling sales crews, selling either magazines. Apparently, these sales crews also sell soap as well as candy, but typically you hear about them selling magazines. That's the kind of person that I encountered today. And I was looking on the internet during the break there, during the news break, and there's some websites. The New York Times did a video piece on them. Magcrew.com is a site that's designed to essentially help out people that are in these situations. It tells stories. People tell their stories about what happened to them while they were on these mag crews. And they're not all negative, but most of them are definitely negative. And there's some resources there for people that are stranded and how they can get home and get help and that kind of thing. So magcrew.com might be an interesting website for people. If they're listening to this and they're on a mag crew and they're looking for a way to get off, they might have some suggestions there to help you get home. In the meantime, we go back to your phone calls here. People have been talking about more than just magazines. We talked about meat sales, door-to-door meat sales. Somebody's on hold that wants to talk about telephone sales of magazines rather than door-to-door magazine sales. So what has your experience been? Have you been on one of these sales crews, or have you been taken by one of the sales crews? And Eddie is still with us, listening in Virginia. Eddie, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, good. Now, actually, the reason why we held you through the news break wasn't to talk more about the your sales experience, but to talk more about you personally and your path to the message of freedom, the liberty message. You talked about how prior to finding this show specifically, you were very angry toward Hispanic people. You would be the guy who'd show up at a day laborer place and just start verbally berating these people, you know, kind of being an a-hole, basically, right?
That's absolutely it. You know, I joined a couple of groups, Border Watch and Minutemen, and that was it. And that was, you know, on Saturday mornings we would go to these day labor sites, which you really, I mean, even if you're into that, it still accomplishes nothing. And I'm ashamed of it. You know, even on my Facebook page, I had my anti-illegal immigration pictures, and I had videos of YouTube videos, and I took it all down, you know, because I'm ashamed of who I was at that time.
Yeah, we've all been different people in the past. I'm certainly not the same person today that I was 10 or 15 years ago. And what was the change for you like? I mean, as Free Talk Live, when did you find Free Talk Live? How long did it take for you to really start to internalize what liberty really meant and come to some of these conclusions that you were wrong? How long did that take? And when did it happen?
Well, I had, I'd been a Republican, a conservative for many years, and I had fallen down that route of the whole conspiracy, all that crap. And
which conspiracy? You know, there are a lot of conspiracies out there.
Well,
which one?
You know, Bilderberger and New World Order stuff.
Okay.
You know, I listened to Alex Jones and his ranting and all of that. And that's where I was at that point. And the Ron Paul campaign came about, and I had met a guy named White Marriott, who had lived down in Houston at the time, and he had exposed me to you guys, and I listened a couple of times, and, you know, it was okay. And, you know, I thought, okay, well, yeah, I disagree with some of what they're saying. And, so the campaign had gone, you know, come and gone, and, I'd moved up here to Virginia. And, I don't know. I just, you know, I was still talking to my friend White, and he, you know, had sent me links with you guys and videos, of, you know, Free Keen and all that stuff. And this was probably around October when I had moved in here, and I started listening to you guys consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a few months. It was really just a few months to just really start to understand what real freedom is and what you guys showed me.
It's a consistent message. You
yeah,
know?
The consistency. How can I believe in liberty for myself if I don't believe in it for everyone around the globe? You know, everyone in the globe should have a gun. You know, and who is the government? You know, these people. I have no respect for the government. The fact that these people have to pay thousands of dollars, fill out a mountain of paperwork, so that some bureaucrat from on high can give them a right to citizenship. It's just my lack of respect for government has just grown, and my ideas of liberty have just opened up. I didn't know what agorism was just a few months ago. And I had watched the video with Leah Patrick, who I'd become friends with. You guys know her. She's a tattoo artist down in Georgia.
One of the Ladies of Liberty Alliance ladies, Taryn Lupo. I think you're talking about Taryn Lupo's video from LCLReport.com. What did you learn from watching that?
Well, I mean, just listening to her. She explained what agorism was, and anarchy and all that, it's always had a really bad connotation, and that's the way I've always seen it. Until
right.
I just
by the way, for our listeners that don't know, agorism is what? Why don't you explain it?
Well, agorism is just free market. It's a free exchange without government getting in the way, as the way I see it. Am I correct?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the agorist would say it's working specifically outside of the governmental system, to sell your product or your service without asking for any governmental permission. So somebody operating
right.
within the governmental spectrum may not be considered. I don't think they'd be considered an agorist, but nonetheless. So you're saying only just a few months is really what it took. A few months of consistent listening to Free Talk Live and hearing the inconsistencies. Would you say was it more persuasive to hear us talking about liberty or hearing the inconsistencies revealed, like on a Saturday show when these run of the mill conservatives call in and just get sliced up, basically verbally decimated?
It's you guys slicing up their arguments and then just making them sound ridiculous. You know, the consistency of your arguments, the consistency of liberty, you can't fight that. You can't debate it.
It shifts away. It shifts slowly away.
The logic is a vortex, and it will suck you in. I mean, that's all there is to it. You can hang around on the edge of it. If you hang around on the edge of the logic of liberty long enough by listening to Free Talk Live or other ways, you will be sucked into it, and there's just no escape.
It's a great story, and you said you're coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I've got my camp spot and
meeting
some friends up in Boston.
Yeah,
and,
come on up, say hi. I want to give you a hug,
guys.
Man, because yours is an awesome story, and I appreciate you you taking the time to tell it.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Glad you're out there, and glad that we made a difference. It warms my heart when I hear stories like Eddie's, and it's not just him. You know, we've had people call in to say that they were dyed-in-the-wool socialists as well. So it doesn't matter from whence you come.
It doesn't matter whence you come.
This message makes a difference. It makes a difference.
I agree with it. I think it's the message, and it warms my heart that we made a difference. And truly, it's us here saying it. But like we've said on the air many times before, it's much harder, much more difficult, much more work to be a liberal talk show host or a conservative talk show host, because you have to study the issues. You have to figure out what the competition's going to say, because you can't say the same thing as a liberal says. It's not appropriate. But the message of liberty is consistent over and over again. I can read an article and I can rattle off what the message of liberty is just by reading it. I don't need to have to study the talking points. I don't need to know what gravitas means. I don't need to do what these people do.
There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we spent the break there talking about whence and, and whether or not it's appropriate to put the word from in front of it. And clearly I don't know much about whence because I've stumbled over it twice, I think within the past week. But apparently the origins of whence, it is not inappropriate to put from in front of it, but it is somewhat repetitive to put from in front of it. It is more, I guess, current to put from in front of it, but it's more appropriate as to the definition of
whence. It's probably more
current
not to, because as far back as the 14th century, they were saying from whence? I mean, reputable writers, including the King James version of the Bible, was saying from whence.
This is true.
So it's hard to argue with from whence.
But whence means from where.
Yes,
it means from where. From where.
That's correct. And the reason that I choose not to use it is, well, it just sounds better not to.
Yeah.
And that this is the argument that's been had for, well, 300 years now, since the 1800s, about, you know, the usage of from with whence. And I contend you do not use the word from when, you know, using the word whence.
I think that makes sense. It's just going to take some practice for me. And thank goodness I have you here, Mark, to catch me on things like this.
Yeah, because you needed to know this information.
This is important. You know, we touch on the big issues here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in, just over a month. The 24th of June through the 27th. It's going to be an absolute blast, a weekend party, and in some cases a week-long camping excursion up in the woods, the northern part of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. It's not really the woods. It's a campground with some pretty nice amenities, as a matter of fact. But there will be hundreds of people there. In fact, over 380 people have already registered for the event, and more are expected here within the next month. We're still a month out, and so it gives people plenty of time to get on board over at porkfest2010.com, porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. You can learn a lot about what's going to be happening. There's a bunch of events, everything from family kind of friendly, bring the kids out sort of things, to all the way to big, Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. There's probably gonna be
a lot of dance music.
Yeah, and who knows what else? So it's gonna be a lot of fun. There's just a lot happening. Everything from mountain hikes to gun shoots, socializing, campfires. It's gonna be a blast. And of course, Free Talk Live, broadcasting live every single night. So we look forward to seeing you there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. Go to porkfest2010.com to get yourself registered. All right, so let's continue here talking about the world of sales, various different types of sales. We've talked about magazine sales, door-to-door meat sales, guys selling speakers out the back of a van. The
shadier side of sales. I mean,
sure.
People love to call salespeople, larcenists and things like that. And I don't like that because I just don't believe it's true. A good salesperson knows about follow up and knows about treating their customer right. Knows about creating relationships.
Right. I mean, there's
however,
a lot
there's
of good
certainly short term sales, and those have a tendency to lend themselves to more shady practices.
Where would we be without salespeople? Salespeople are very important because they help get the products and services that people don't yet know that they need. Into people's hands.
Salespeople are the engines that drive commerce,
and that's why they get paid, hopefully, well, in order to do the things they do. All right, so let's continue with your stories and go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Joe, listening in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Joe.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually almost got scammed by one of those speaker deals once, but
really?
That wasn't really why I called. Two very short stories. I took a job in Providence, Rhode Island in the beginning of 2009 doing phone solicitations, collecting donations for the Brockton Dreams program, which was one of those DARE-type programs that runs through the police department in Brockton. And they told us to tell everyone that 100% of the money, the donations, go to Brockton, but in fact, I want to say it was like 30% go to the sales person.
Huh.
And
so you knew from the very beginning that that's just a darn lie?
From day one. I did it for one day.
Mm.
I made calls for that day, and I said, I can't do this.
It makes you feel dirty. I mean, I can't do sales that I don't believe in. I've done it before, and it honestly comes down to how much do you need. For me, it has come down to how much you need the money. But
it must rip apart your soul.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough stuff.
Right, and then the other story was I got a phone call one day. Apparently I signed up for something online, I don't really remember what, and they were trying to get me to buy a magazine subscription. But the deal was if I bought 10 or whatever magazine subscriptions and paid for them for the full year, they would give me a $1,000 gift card to Walmart. So I kind of I played with the guy a little bit and just kind of like answered some of his questions, didn't commit to anything, and while I'm doing this, I'm doing the numbers, you know, on the calculator, and figured it was going to cost me $2,000 to spend to get $1,000 to go to Walmart. So now I'm good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
10 magazine subscriptions. Who in the hell needs that many magazines? What
I can
crazy
hardly
pitch.
Imagine. You know, and right. the idea that you would really get the gift card, who knows?
Right.
Like, maybe exactly. it would happen, maybe it wouldn't.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, no, that's it.
Joe, I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Phil, listening in Mount Jackson to WSVG. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing this evening, gentlemen?
Phil, what's on your mind?
I kind of want to keep in line with the caller she had before the last break. I know I've called in the show a couple times, so I kind of want to present myself. It's a bit of a Free Talk Live success story.
Oh, boy, it's success story night. Okay.
I figured I might as well bring that up.
We don't mind. Go ahead.
Tell me more. Well, tell me more. Go ahead.
I'll tell you. I came across your show kind of just flipping through stations on my way home from work one night. I just started a long commute, and I needed to fill time, and I came across this station. Of course, it's at night, so I didn't know if I was picking up an AM station from somewhere in a completely different state or what. I thought, okay, these guys are talking about something. You were presenting something about limiting the size of the military and what the military should do, and I thought, but you weren't saying it in some of the rhetoric that I'm used to hearing. So I thought, well, wait a minute. Well, I said, what is this?
Mm.
I started listening, and you actually caught me. This is about 2 years ago. I was in the midst of a bit of a change in my philosophy. Early on, coming out of high school and in college, I was pretty much a run-of-the-mill conservative. It was actually more of a populist conservative, which is kind of scary when you really think about it. And I started to realize, well, wait a minute. The more I thought about things, the more I thought, something's not right here. And right around this time, I started to got intrigued by the Ron Paul campaign. I'm starting to sound like the last guy who's doing this. I started to get intrigued by the Ron Paul campaign, though I didn't quite jump into it just yet. It was after the primary season I started to really see, well, what was this guy all about?
Now, this Ron Paul comes before Free Talk Live?
Yeah, it was right before. And then right as I started to really investigate some of what Ron Paul had advocated, here I come. And I find Free Talk Live, and now I've really started to dive headstrong into the ideals of liberty.
Well, that is great news. And, you know, normally I don't really like the back patting on Free Talk. You guys are great. But I do like to know when a difference is made in people's lives. And
you guys inspired me to get a porcupine tattoo.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And some of the features on the site include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com. We're talking about everything from phone sales to door-to-door sales scams, the scummy kind of underbelly of that particular industry. And I guess there's some legitimate ones out there, but it certainly doesn't seem to be the common stories that we're hearing. It seems like there's a lot of scams in operation out there. And so I want to continue with – you're welcome to continue on that topic, or you can bring up anything. We've had a couple of very good success stories here tonight from some of our listeners who really came to the ideas of liberty. And Free Talk Live played a big role in that, and it's always nice to know. And does it make us sound like cult leaders, Mark, at all? Do you think there's anything odd sounding to that?
I don't think so. I mean, if you listen to every single talk show host out there, they've got that crap coming out their ears. We were just talking about Howie Carr.
Oh my gosh!
Before the show started, and his intro is, who do you love?
Oh, it's so bad.
I mean, they all do this self-serving stuff.
Yeah.
At the very least, what we say here on Free Talk Live is, look, just about anybody, many people could do the job that we do as far as getting on the air and
absolutely
talking about liberty. Not too many of them could go at each other the way we do, the chemistry, you know, the certain level of disdain that we have with it for each other. But, you know, the average person could get on here and talk about liberty. they couldn't do, what they can't do is, most of them, is be willing to do a radio show for 5 years for free before they essentially start getting paid. And that's what we did. And also, what they can't do mostly is have the technical skill that you have, the ability to hook up the blinking boxes, to do the stuff online and all that kind of thing. And the dedication.
And most
that
of the talk
do,
show hosts are just, you know, talk show hosts.
Yeah, they're just talk show hosts. They couldn't do the sales like I do. They don't bring the things to the table in that sense. The business end of it that we have, but anybody could get on here and do Liberty Talk. It's not that difficult.
Right, because as you were saying before, the principle is very simple. Once you understand the principle, then it's just a matter of applying it consistently and being able to effectively communicate it. Or that's what we do, and I guess we do an okay job of it, but I can't stand the self-aggrandizing flavor of these other talk shows. And you're right, this Howie Carr character, and he's no different from most of the talk shows out there. It's just that he's got a larger ego because he's got a bunch of stations. He's a regional talk show host who is – he's a hack. The guy is just awful. And yet it's just – Howie Carr is an example of how bad you can be at doing talk radio and how successful you can be at the same time. He constantly interrupts himself. Now, I'm guilty of doing this. Everybody has,
as a matter of fact, last week.
Everybody has their verbal crutches and the things that they do. And this guy, every time he does his phone number, he tries to give out his phone number, he'll interrupt himself as he's giving out his phone number 6 or 7 times before with a different thought. So like I just said, I said before, but then I changed what I was going to say. It wasn't really a different thought, though. He'll get 1-8. And then he'll say something else about what he wanted to say about the last thing he was talking. 1-800. And then he'll interrupt himself again and go off on something. It's crazy that this guy gets paid big money to do big market radio. So anyway, yeah, I don't consider myself anything more than an average talent who happens to be maybe competent in matters of business, really, because the other talk show hosts just aren't willing to do the business side of things. They're just not. So here we are, 800-259-9231, which reminds me, I still have to tell the story about the program director I talked to the other day who really didn't – he really didn't get it about passion. And I'll talk about that here in a little bit. I made a note. So we'll get to your phone calls here about what you want. We continue. Johnson, listening in Connecticut on the AMP lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, guys. Love you. Love the show.
Oh, cut it out.
We love now, you, too.
Had to bring that up because, you know, Man Cow actually forces all his callers to say that.
Are
the
you kidding?
Screener, the call screener tells them to say that. Let's buy a cow.
Really?
Yeah, he forces them to say that.
That's really, really funny. You know, I've heard Rush Limbaugh.
It was revealed by Opie and Anthony that they busted that because they called his show, and the call screener told one of the workers for a different radio show to say that when they got on air.
Unbelievable. The ego that oh my gosh.
Well, what I thought was funny is I heard Rush one time, some woman calls in and says, "Rush, I love you." And she didn't stop there. You know, she normally somebody just keeps rattling on, you know, what it is they like and everything. And he said, "I love you too." And it's just so weird. There's people out there that listen to me and they feel they know me, I'm sure, and some of them probably have positive
feelings.
I've said
I love you to people that have called this show before.
I know, but it's just such a strange
thing.
It's
not a love like I love my girlfriend.
I'm not saying that I don't feel positively towards my audience. I just it went, especially when I heard it coming out of his lips that one particular time. It's just like so odd.
Considering he spews so much vitriol, right?
And he's had 5 wives.
Yeah.
I got another one for you. I'm not sure if it's Hannity or Medved or Savage, but one of them, I think it's Hannity, asked his callers to call him a great American.
Yes, that's the Hannity. That's the Hannity.
Yeah, show. Hannity. You're a great American. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to tell your callers to say that. Speaking of scams, I'm calling. This is actually one of the reasons why I left Florida and came to Connecticut before just going, you know, instead of going straight to New Hampshire. I worked for a couple of these scam telemarketing companies before leaving. 2 in a row. One, and Ian, you're typically fairly savvy about looking up companies before buying things with the consumer reports and whatnot. So I'm betting you've heard of ripoffreport.com.
It sounds familiar. Do tell.
Well, on ripoffreport.com, people can look this up and you can look up a company called NME. Those are the initials. It's the National Magazine Exchange. It used to be called Special Data Processing. I thought it would be a cool job because I could work from home. And the software and the technology was very cool. In fact, Mark should be familiar with it because I believe something similar is what's going to be used for the Free State Project calling service.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you're able to follow a script and do all your data processing out of your own home, which is very neat. But the point you made earlier, Mark, about salespeople, selling things and being very important, yeah, sure, that's true, and salespeople are reputable if they're working for a reputable company, which I discovered pretty quickly that National Magazine Exchange definitely was not. They would send out these sort of fake lottery tickets, like not really lottery tickets, but they would send mail to people's houses and say, this is Pat Haynes from the such and such company, and you may have won, such a certain amount of money, but not like Publishers Clearinghouse. They were a lot, they made it seem a lot more like someone won money. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't like a you may have. It was more like a you have won this money. Call.
Your prize is waiting.
Right, exactly. Something like that. So these people would call in, and then it would be our job to run them through and actually enter them into a sweepstakes, which was supposedly real to follow the law, but I don't know how real it actually was, and then just basically try and sell them magazines as hard as we could. And it was not hard. And, the way that they allowed people to, allowed us, the salesperson, to establish a rapport is I would ask people over and over again all day long how they would spend their money when they won. And it was unreal to hear. So many of these people would just give their money, give it away.
Were they given the impression that ordering magazines would help them get the prize?
No, not really directly. I think we did say
if you want to tell me more, hang on, dude. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, a nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet payment when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments, enough time maybe for your call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, and it's available to you free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen and interact because our chat room is on the same page. So it's all there for you free at cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. Don't know what that is? I don't really either. Including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s.
There's a picture of one on the banner at freetalklive.com. You can go look at it. And, it's a high-end piece of computer equipment, but they have other stuff for the more average individual.
Oh, they do. Okay, that's good to know. Because I was going to say,
but I don't know enough about them to even say that with definitiveness. I don't know enough about computer equipment at all, but
the people that know what an optical transceiver is know they need to go to memorydealers.com because
yes. And when they buy them, they generally buy hundreds at a time.
Their products are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. You'd mentioned, Mark, that there were some folks that had already taken advantage of memorydealers.com and been pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls. Johnson still on the line with us here in Connecticut talking about some of his back in the younger days of Johnson's life when you were doing some phone sales, which turned out to be phone scams, pretty much.
Yeah, yuck.
Well, now, you said they were scams. I guess I want to know, and obviously they were shady. I don't know if they're entirely scams, and I want to find that out. So you sold people magazine subscriptions by telling them, you've won! And then you get them on the line, and then you tell them how great it is that they won, and would you like to buy some magazine subscriptions because you've got so much money now. And
well, sort of. I mean, it doesn't really work that way. I mean, it was... They call up and we say, well, no, you haven't already won, but you're here to enter into a sweepstakes. In other words, that was the call to enter you into the sweepstakes. And it would be then that we would enter them in. Now, that's presuming that you are following the rules. I follow the rules. I don't know that all the other salespeople there were precisely following the law.
Sure.
On that.
Now, the question I have is, did these people get their magazines and did you get paid?
I believe so, yes. I got paid actually quite well. That job paid fairly well.
Yeah, they would have to get their magazines because it's more established operation. Unlike the mag crews, the magazine sales teams that go from place from door to door, with those, you don't know who you're dealing with. At least with this one,
you give, if you give $20 or $120 to somebody who comes to your door selling you magazines in cash and you don't get your magazines,
you've got nothing.
Yeah,
no way.
Let me say this. As far as radio or as far as phone sales are concerned, most of the people who I was working with were not cream of the crop,
no,
and certainly not fluent English speakers, many of them. So, I mean, someone like me who has worked with you guys in radio gets on the phone, I was destroying sales. I mean, it was just, you know, top of the charts right away, you
wow.
know, as far as there would be lots of competition. And unfortunately, you know, the working for Special Data Processing, I later ended up working for unfortunately, and this is after I had been on Free Talk Live, the Policemen's Benevolence Association.
Yeah.
Because I needed the money, and I needed the money bad. And I'm like, you know what? You know, it was really going to work that made me feel dirty, made me feel like I wanted to have a shower at the end of the day, especially because right off of the training floor, you know, there had been people working there for 5-10 years, and immediately I'm at the top of the charts, outselling everyone in the room. And the only bonus to that is that I don't believe any of that money was actually going to any sort of police association. I believe that that place, when I went in there, had the vibe, and I only stayed there for 2 weeks before leaving to go to Connecticut. This was right before I left.
What made you believe that there was no money going to that organization?
The vibe there was like I was working for a mafia, to be honest.
Wow.
I felt like I was working for a gang. I mean, it's just the people there. First of all, I don't know why everyone in Sarasota, Florida there had New York accents like they were from Brooklyn. That was bizarre. And yeah, it was very strange. It just had this weird operation feel to it. And it was like, you know, hey, you do this, you make some good money, you know, you just, get on there, you want to do it, it doesn't matter, say this, say that, you know, and I was like, well, wait, can you say that? Is that, like, well, you know, don't worry about it.
Even if it was going to the Police Benevolent Association, it would still likely be going to a gang. Thanks,
yeah,
Johnson.
That's why I wasn't sure, you know, either way, it could have been, you know. So,
thanks for
yeah.
the call, man. We got to let you go. Getting jittery on the line here. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you all tonight, man?
What's on your mind, dude?
Hey, I want to sell some Declaration of Independence over here, man. Like, remember, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And there ain't no imaginary damn line drawn on the ground that takes them rights away. You
damn
know
right.
what I mean?
Damn right.
And I just can't believe the nationalistic ideology that our people are reaching out to that think they're going to save America with this Nazi ideology crap down there in Arizona where people are going to have to show their papers.
Yep.
You know, it's disgusting.
Oh, that reminds me of what I heard on the Hack show today. I spaced out for a moment on this, but basically they were cheering on the idea that there was a poll on their website. And the poll was, do you think the United States should adopt the immigration policies of Mexico? 88% had said that the United States should. They were just
we should start shooting them. We should do. We should tell them, hey, why don't you all come on up? And you know something? Mexico will stop them because their whole country would want to empty out. So Mexico would put up a border patrol. You know what I'm saying? That's how stupid that we are, that we're going to try to push them away. That's going to make them want to come over.
Is. I'm not pushing anybody. I don't think you're pushing anybody either, right?
No, I'm not pushing.
So don't include yourself with the we. It's them.
Well, we have to, you know, because we are a big collective kind of, you know, because we share this land. We pay taxes to this monster that we're creating. And nobody wants, you know how you stop this, all of this crap? We all stop paying taxes, and everybody kills 5 computers. and what? Five TVs, and we'll break free. Well, because you know they control
like
us through the computer. They keep track of us. They keep count of us.
That's silly, Dave, because my computer makes it possible for me to do this show. If it weren't for my computer.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like the car. It's like the car. People think that because I have a car, I'm free. I could travel.
Oh, yeah.
But that car is a slave to gasoline. Gasoline comes from oil. And
the oil money goes to the big
government that got the hand around our throat.
I see where you're coming from. Technology can be a two-sided sword.
And this
Thank you for the call. I understand that computers can be a two-sided sword, but I think that the freedom side of that sword is much more powerful, because when it's being wielded by the state, the agents of violence and coercion, they're just not as good as at using computers. I mean, the FBI can't even get email straight. The census's internal system is broken. These guys can't get their S together when it comes to the computer world. So I'm not really too concerned about the feds coming and invading my privacy, because, well, it's all splayed out pretty much for everybody to see on this radio show. And it's the computers that have made the liberty movement so successful today. It's the internet and the connectivity that we have to everybody else that has made it easier to spread these ideas than ever before. If we didn't have the internet, Free Talk Live we never would have gotten past one station.
Yeah, the internet is integral to the show.
Yeah. All right. So let's go quickly to Nick in Arizona. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Nick in Arizona.
Nick,
are you with us?
Are you still there?
Yeah, here you are. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Hey, I wanted to tell you how I got taken by those van speaker sales guys.
Oh, no.
I was 16, so this was like 15 years ago.
Guess what? You've got 30 seconds to tell the story.
Okay. Okay, so they came up and they're like, oh, look at these awesome speakers, look at these awesome speakers. They actually took out a full-color ad in a trade magazine that gave them all of these ratings and, like, hyped them up really big and showed, like, their MSRP, and I bid.
And did they actually approach you in the street? Were you at a stoplight or something?
I was out going to a grocery store, and they pulled up and, like, started talking to me.
Yeah, they just saw a young male, and they figured, okay, this guy likes car stuff, so we'll talk to him. All right, we're out of time, man. Thanks for the story. I appreciate hearing from you. I'll talk about the anger thing maybe tomorrow night if you get a chance. See you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.